You know, it's sad to say, but there are many relationships that in today's society tend to dissolve after a certain period of time. You've heard people say that the older they get, the more they seem to drift apart. Perhaps they lose things in common. Perhaps they want to go their own separate ways. But, luckily, sometimes there is one special person that can bridge the gap, so to speak, that can bring two individuals back together. I'm sure there are friends that we have and friends that they have, and perhaps with mutual friends, those that were once friends can come together as friends. But there's a bigger relationship that we've all been involved in. There was a time in which we were all united with God. But Isaiah tells us in chapter 59 in verse 2 that our iniquities have separated us from God. Because of the sins that we commit, we are farther and farther apart. But yet, there is one special person that can bring us all together. Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5 that there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Because of Jesus Christ, we can go to God. And because of Jesus Christ, God can come to us. And sometimes that's an idea that is very difficult to fully comprehend. But tonight I want us to take a look at a couple of verses that will try to help us make it easier on all of us. And that comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If you look with me there, I'd like for us to look at two verses in this chapter. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 and 19. Here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning in verse 18, Paul says, "Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation." Yes, it is through Jesus Christ, who is God's only begotten Son, in which we are reconciled back to God. And as he says, it is through Christ himself. It is through his death, his burial, and his resurrection. In the book of Romans, in chapter 5, there in verse 10, Paul explained, For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Because Christ lived a sinless life, because he died upon the cross, because he was risen again the third day according to the Scriptures, so we can meet God in Christ. Likewise, as Paul explained then in Romans chapter 6, we die into sin, are buried with Christ in baptism, and are raised again to walk in a newness of life. And if you recall, it is baptism that's what puts us in Christ. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 27. Well, here Paul says again in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. If God was in Christ, and man can be in Christ, you can see how the gap then is bridged. And man can only be saved because of the grace that God gives to us. In Romans chapter 3 and in verse 24, Paul explained about the grace of God that it is through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. The grace of God is found through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Remember, it is by grace are you saved through faith, as Paul told the Ephesians. And if faith comes from hearing and hearing by the Word of God, understanding that Jesus was the Word of God in the flesh, and what it is that Jesus commands me to do, when I do that, I can be reconciled unto God. It's all tied together. And if I do so, well, there's something that has been promised unto me. There's something that is promised unto you. That promise is found in Hebrews chapter 9. There in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 12, the writer says, "Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot unto God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant, by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance." The eternal inheritance. We often sing, "I have been redeemed." And you think about what it means to redeem something. When something is brought together, when something is bought back, think of what one gets in return. Think about heaven and an eternal home, one that we can always be again with God. Don't you want to receive that? Don't you want others to receive the same? Well, then, shouldn't we share that good news? Shouldn't we offer that eternal inheritance? Well, if you recall, that's exactly what we are commanded to do. Let's take a look again at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Did you notice there in verse 18, Paul says that he has given us the ministry of reconciliation? And then in verse 9, he says he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. We have responsibility to go and share the good news, to spread that word. And thus, we can all be one. One in Christ, and He one in us. That's what Jesus prayed for in John chapter 17. I leave you with these words from that chapter, beginning in verse 20. When Jesus said, "I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one." We can be one together in Christ. This evening, the invitation is extended. If there is one that is not in Christ, you can be so right here, right now. If you need to respond to the invitation, won't you do so, as together we stand and sing.